Joining me now is Root Cellar Sue. Sue Balcom joins us once a week from her farm outside of Mandan to talk about food. Sue, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And of course, along with food is where food comes from, not just a grocery store. There are a lot of great gardeners still in this part of the country, and that means there are some gardening chores that you can be doing now to help still this year's harvest and even thinking ahead for next year.
Yes, because okay. Gardening has become pretty much a year-round thing at our house. I think December is one month probably where we are not doing anything for the garden. But, you know, it's so wonderful to have. We have high tunnels, and in the wintertime when it's, you know, 30 degrees, which doesn't happen very often, but you can go outside and you can smell the dirt. And and it's just
hang out
love,
in there.
I just love it. Yes, it's so wonderful. But there is, I don't mind doing the work that comes with gardening. Some people are like, it's so much work. But there's something that is so healthy, and it feeds your soul to go out and care for plants.
Mm-hmm.
Even weeding, you know, to have a nicely weeded garden bed is awesome. And if you keep up with that kind of stuff, which of course it's gotten away from me now, but it, you know, we're nearing the end of the season and we're slowing down a little bit. There's things like we're pulling the green beans out of the ground and gleaning what we can off of them because they're pretty much done producing, or my husband is done picking them. I'm not sure. I saw some blooms out there. but there are things that you can start doing in September that, well, there's fun stuff. You can make a scarecrow to get ready for your pumpkin harvest. There's always the chance that it's going to freeze. And once it does in September, although our date has been pushed back probably to the end of September, maybe our first frost, but then it will reveal the pumpkins. And so you have to have your scarecrow ready for when your grandkids come out and pick pumpkins out of your pumpkin patch. But you should be turning your compost heaps or creating a new one with your plants that you get from the garden that you're pulling out. Like, you know, our dill is dead. Our beans are probably gone. You know, as you pick off your peppers, pull those plants out. But don't put any diseased plants in your compost heap. That's not really a good thing to do.
Sure. Then you'll just end up putting it in the soil, right?
Right. That's exactly right. So you have to kind of keep them separate. You should not water so much. You definitely shouldn't be watering your potatoes anymore. They're kind of in storage mode. We have zoned watering in our gardens so that we can turn off the water when you want your plants to stop producing. Because, you know, sometimes if you keep picking them, they'll keep trying to grow produce, and after a while you're like, okay, I'm done with you, I'm sorry, die. Okay. Sometimes frost is a good thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you can also do things like dig up your tender bulbs, gladiolas and things like that in late September or middle of September. You can start bringing that stuff into the house. Definitely you want to move your house plants back into the house if you take any of those out, because the nights are cooling off, and they're cooling off in a hurry. And that's it. That's what tells your plants to stop doing what they're doing. You know, it's like, oh, time to hunker down. Winter's coming. No.
Why haven't humans learned how to do this yet?
I don't know, but some days I'm really looking forward to the first big blizzard. This is the time of year, too, that when they're harvesting the fields, I think the wheat's probably already been harvested. When the canola gets harvested, flea beetles will show up. So if you have lettuces that you planted as a second planting, or cabbages or other kinds of greens out there, they will attack, 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 attack. They're awful. They will eat your garden down overnight. My first experience with flea beetles was horrendous. I went out and I'm like, why is my lettuce black? That's how many beetles were on it. So,
oh my gosh.
Oh, they're awful. They're just terrible, devastating little boogers. And I don't know what to do to stop them. You just have to pick your stuff and bring it in, I guess. Now, if you're trying to keep your dill from spreading over your garden, you definitely should have removed all of those seed heads, before the wind and the animals kind of spread those seeds around, or you're going to end up with a bunch of dill in your garden where you probably don't want it. And that goes for anything that's seeding out this time of year. You should save your seeds if you want them to plant someplace else or to share with a friend, or you should get them out of your garden before you end up with too many of one kind of whatever you're growing in your garden next year. I've even had tomatoes come up and produce tomatoes the next year if I leave my tomatoes in the... Yes, I can't hardly believe it. We've actually talked a little bit about this. You know, Mother Nature has a way of instinctually knowing what's going to happen. And we thought maybe we should try direct seeding some of these things in the fall, besides the garlic and the onions and the scallions, and see if they'll actually produce. It would be kind of fun to experiment a little bit.
Yeah.
You can pick herbs this time of year to dry, you know, and your cabbage and carrots and beets and stuff, of course, are fine to leave out there. They're actually better if they get a little frost.
That first frost, yeah. Kind of like apples too, right?
Yes. And oh, I can't wait for apples. I want to make some apple pie filling and can it this year. Provided there are jars left over. Jeez Louise, have we been canning?
You better just make pies and eat them.
There we go. I love pies.
I know.
If you're early enough, I don't know if it's too late to plant some things in the garden. You know, like I planted lettuce a couple weeks ago, second crops. Usually we're all too tired to do that this time of year. But you can plant a cover crop that is like green manure. So you plant a cover crop, and if you don't know what that is, contact your NRCS office. They can direct you to some places to purchase cover crops.
And NRCS and what that is?
Natural Resource Conservation Services. Okay. They're part of your farm service organizations, in local farm service agencies in town. And they're wonderful people, and they're always willing to explain how cover crops work, because it's always good to keep your soil covered. So if you're burying your ground, the best thing to do right now is cover it with dried up grass or straw to keep the moisture in, to keep the little varmints have a little place to live. They're just happy little campers down there. Also, another thing you could do if you're tired of gardening and you got it pretty much cleared out, definitely bring in your manure now. You should never introduce well composted manure to your garden less than 120 days before anything you start harvesting. So you sprinkle your compost in there and then till it under, harrow it under, dig it under, do whatever you do, and then cover your garden. Not with landscape fabric, but with something that will decompose. If you're going to use leaves or something like that from, you know, raking your lawn, you'll want to make sure that they're chopped up fine, because leaves will compact and cut the oxygen off to your garden. Okay. So you want to be careful about how you do that. And we have cottonwoods and they have big waxy leaves.
Yeah. So and maybe go over once
with the lawnmower
all bagged up
and bag it. Yep. And I love. And you will notice right away. You will notice immediately if your ground has been covered all winter long, because underneath that cover, that soil will still be soft and lively. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you leave the bare ground over the winter time, you will see that that's hard as a rock in the spring. Mm-hmm. So what you're doing is you're kind of getting yourself a jump on spring. If you're done with some of your tools, clean them off really well, oil them, and get them out of the sun. Get them put away for the winter. You know, all of your little shears should be cleaned off real good and oiled and stored somewhere. Actually, I've read somewhere where you can get a bucket and fill it with sand that's got motor oil in it and stick them in there so that that kind of keeps them, well, it keeps them oiled and clean. You know, sand is kind of like a gritty cleaner.
Yeah.
And so that's a good way to.
This is a day spa for your garden tools. You're telling me you are exfoliating and oiling your garden tool. Oh my God.
I love that. Can I use that? Next time I do a class on the end of the year gardening tips, I'm going to say, we're going to create a little spa for your tool. You know, like your little shovels and stuff. You just stick them in that bucket and leave them in there all winter long. Put away your, if you're using any kind of fertilizer, fishy mulch and fertilizer, anything that's liquid, you want to probably make sure that's not going to be somewhere where it's going to freeze you know, put it in your garage in a nice safe spot. Although in this part of the world, garages do get pretty cold in the wintertime. But, you know, clean those things off, tighten up the tops on them to make sure that you can use them again in the spring. But right now, after you're done with all your canning and you're kind of gearing up for winter, which thank you God for winter, because that's my time when I can look at seed catalogs instead of go out and weed. You know, you can plant trees this time of year too. You know, you all know that the best day to plant a tree was yesterday. And I know, really, some people will say, but I'm never going to see that tree. No, but
the trees you're seeing now,
right, were planted by somebody else. So you really need to do stuff like that. It's a good thing. I love trees. We're losing a few more because, of course, our property was flooded for such a long time in 2011. And they're just, some of them are just now, it's sad too. We're hoping that the wind blows from the north so they don't end up on the house.
Yes. That's a good
pruning
plan.
Too.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
pruning is something that if you can investigate, like my gooseberry bushes might need to be pruned this time of year. There's some of that can go on this fall too. So yeah, there's a few things you can do in your garden to keep you busy until we start talking about all the wonderful things we can cook in October, November with our canned goods
soup
and our
season.
Squash. Oh, my favorite time of year.
Thank you, Sue.
Thank you, Ashley. It's been my pleasure.